Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Alan from Leicester.
Hello, Alan from Leicester. How can I help you today?
Well, I've just watched the video online. It was great, but I might get in a bit of trouble about it, to be honest.
What? Which video? The Hawaii chair?
The Hawaii chair, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think when you watched it?
It was great. It was funny, but I personally don't really want one myself. It looks like it was going a bit mental at the end there.
It did go a bit mad, but yeah. Why are you in trouble for watching it?
Well, I was, but I really should have been doing some work, but I heard it getting plugged on the radio, so I gave it a look and just burst into laughter in the middle of the office, making me look like a little bit of a nutter. So now I've got to go see the manager, but this will probably make it even worse, to be honest.
Then now you're on Radio 1, it's just all going wrong. I suggest you get off the phone right now.
Yeah, I've just realised I've left it on in another room, so I
that's
go.
Good. Well done. Okay.
Right then.
Good luck in your new job.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Right, now maybe I should have read these instructions for the Hawaii chair before we actually kind of put it on. But they've obviously been translated into English, and I'd like you to read. I'd like to read you some of these now. Hawaii chair instructions. All right, here's some of them. This device cannot be applied on a wet body. Never keep this device in water. Or a showered, with an ED on the end. Do not allow the children to play on this product. The children can only use it when they are under their parent. This device is for adults only. Be sure of no existing of children of barriers. Okay, I'll be sure to do that next time I turn on my Hawaii chair. Here's the best one. Bearing in mind it is a chair that you sit on to exercise with. Never sit or stand on this device. Brilliant. It's a shame I didn't read those before I opened the box and started doing it. Radio 1 Podcast. Over 30,000 people have now watched the Hawaii chair video. Unbelievable!
It's Radio 1's Sport Relief Challenge.
Chappers and Dave are going to all the Premiership grounds in England and Scotland for sport relief, running a mile at each one and raising loads of money with the help of you. Hello, Chopper.
30,000?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I know.
And I think everybody that watches you on the Hawaii chair should also then donate some money on Radio 1 Online to Sport Relief, just for the entertainment that you have given them.
Why, thank you.
Because it is kind of sporty, what you've done, isn't it?
It actually is, because it works the abs and gets you really fit.
Well, not in your case, it didn't, but if used properly, it would have done.
Yeah. So everyone that's watched that, donate to Sport Relief, go to Radio 1 Online. So you've had a busy day, really?
It's been very busy, but very good. A lot of travelling that we didn't expect, because you wouldn't really have expected to have gone Everton, Liverpool, Gretna, Kilmarnock if you were picking the most sensible route.
No.
It's been very good. We're just on our way to Kilmarnock now and about to do our final mile of the day, so we should be there in about half an hour, something like that.
Can I ask, when you were at Anfield earlier?
Yeah.
Did you have any urge to just...
Stop it.
No, nothing.
Okay, the phone's away from my ear, so I can't hear it. Stop playing it.
Okay, I'll stop. Sorry.
Alright, I'll put it back to my ear. Have you stopped?
Yeah, it's stopped now.
No, don't do that, thank you. And we didn't wear Liverpool shirts or have anything to do with that. We refused even to touch the This Is Anfield sign that's above the tunnel.
Take it very seriously, don't you?
Yeah, on that, yes.
Now, also, we need to say, if people are listening and maybe they've not heard this yet, this isn't a fun run, is it?
No.
You're running for a reason, aren't you? And what's that reason?
And the reason is Sport Relief, to try and get lots of money donated to us that can then help both projects here in the UK and abroad.
Okay. So, as I said before, this is no fun run. You're running for a reason, and that reason is love.
It is love, yeah, that reason is love.
Seriously though, Sport Relief all over the world is used to help countless lives and change them for the better, both in the UK and also in some of the world's poorest countries. I just want to kind of put that into context for you. £2.50 and that's all, could provide a meal for a poor family living in the slums of Brazil. A fiver buys a set of school books for a street kid in Bangladesh for 1 year to give them the education they need to get a job when they're older. £25 could buy 100 bars of soap, which young street children can use at Passage House Project in Brazil to stop them from contracting or spreading potentially deadly diseases. In the UK, a tenner could pay for a qualified sports coach to spend an hour with a group of young people from a deprived area of Glasgow, for instance. £50 could provide a training session for school teachers to help them detect when children are being affected by domestic abuse at home. So this is where all the money goes. This is how the sport relief money is spent. So please donate bbc.co.uk/radio1. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Because you're running for a reason.
Yeah, and that reason is love.
I've taken the liberty of doing a little theme for you. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I would love to hear this.
Here it is.
They're not running for fun, no. This is no fun run, no. They're running for a reason, and the reason is love. They're not running for fun, no. This is no fun run, no. They're running for a reason, and the reason is love.
What do you think of that, Chopper?
And that has made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah. Am I singing?
It's just beautiful. That's really moved me. There is a tear in my eye.
Would you like to join in?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, it's... We're not running for fun.
No.
This is no fun run. No.
We're running for a reason.
And the reason is love. Okay?
Okay, then,
Okay. 2, 3. We're not fun, no.
This is no fun run, no. We're running for a reason. And the reason is love.
Go on, Chopper.
We're not running for fun, no. This is no fun run, no. We're running for a reason. And the reason is love.
I tell you what, it's not like you used to be out of tune or out of time.
I think that must be the delay, you know.
That'll be it.
On the phone, yeah.
So where are you going next, please?
We're on our way to Kilmarnock. I'd just like to say a very big thank you to a family who were driving on the roads earlier as we were approaching Gretna. The kids in the back waving very happily at us. The dad in the front very slyly trying to give us the V's.
Excellent. Okay, so Kilmarnock next on your travels, on your Sport Relief Challenge. Please, 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 please donate to Sport Relief, because this is no fun run. No.
No.
We're running for a reason. No, don't sing it again, please.
Right.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get online and do your bit for Sport Relief. Speak to you later, Chops.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know, earlier in the week, we were talking about... the filth that your parents used to listen to. And this weekend, you know, you'll be playing your music and your mum will come in like she does and go, turn that noise down, it's rubbish and loud and they're singing filth, right? And you can cut back at her and say, listen, mum, I know back in the day you too were filth, right? Now, we know already they listen to really, really wrong songs. Like sister and brother.
We'll wave to each other.
I'll wave to each other.
We don't want all the world
to know.
We are really lovers.
We are really lovers.
Your kisses for me. Save all your kisses for me. Even though you're only three.
Oh. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far.
Ew.
Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. Right, well, I found out as well Not only do they listen to filth, they play with these toys as well, OK? Check this out. These are the toys that your mum and dad were playing with back in their day.
The name of the game is Ball Buster.
That's right. It's a game called Ball Buster. Here's the details.
It's a family game. Fun for children. And for adults, it's exciting.
I'm not enjoying his voice. Now, you're probably thinking, well, what do I have to do on Ball Buster? Well, this.
You make strategic offensive and defensive moves. Then try to bust your opponent's balls. It's as easy as checkers.
Basically, this game is balls on the end of, like, springs, and you flick them, and then you try and bust your opponent's balls. And then when you finally have bust their balls, you have to say this.
You're a ball buster.
So imagine you've just, like, you sprung them, right, you flick them along, and then you have to say,
you're a ball buster.
But only when you've busted their balls. Now, I don't know about you, on this next bit, there's something really horrible about his voice.
Ball buster. A great new game from Mego.
Right, and if they weren't playing with Ball Buster back in the parents' day, they were playing with Johnny Reb Cannon. Listen to this.
The hero's name is Johnny Reb.
Hurrah, hurrah.
Most famous cannon you can get.
Hurrah, hurrah. Oh, Johnny Reb is ready now.
Load him up.
Hurrah. And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Okay, so it's a toy cannon where you put, like, the cannonball in and you shoot it. Now, I want you to imagine back in the day, this is a long time ago, you know, the advertising creatives, they're sat around, scratching their heads, and they're thinking, right, what can the tagline be for this new brand of toy we've got? And someone pipes up and goes, what about every boy wants a Rebco toy? And they go, that's brilliant, yes, yes, gold star for you. And then someone pipes up, well, okay, what about the girls? And they go, oh, okay. Okay, then, yes, you're right.
Remember, every boy wants a Remco toy, and so do girls.
Brilliant. That's a great tagline.
Remember, every boy wants a Remco toy, and so do girls.
Yep. Got it covered there, haven't they?
And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
So, like I said, when your mum comes into your room this weekend...
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.